Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, the government on Tuesday hinted it may extend some of the relief measures it introduced last November, such as subsidizing the electricity bills, beyond the end of the month. Taking journalists' questions, government spokesman Konstantinos Letimbiotis confirmed the administration is considering extending the measure set to expire at the end of February. The president has instructed the finance minister to assess the situation, after which a decision would be taken prior to the expiry date of the relief measure currently in force. The Electricity Authority of Cyprus has decided not to pursue its request for a 25% hike in their tariff, following a meeting with Energy Minister George Papanastasiou. Reports on Tuesday evening said the authority had backed down from its request, with its chairman Yorgos Petrou telling Politis that circumstances changed and there is no longer a need for a tariff hike. Moving on Tuesday, British High Commissioner Nicosia Irfan Siddiq was summoned to the Foreign Ministry to be served with a démarche, following comments made in a newspaper interview. Siddiq has spoken about the Cyprus problem to newspaper Kathimerini on Sunday, drawing the ire of both sides of the island by saying Turkish Cypriots require incentives to return to the negotiations. Démarches are diplomatic notes with a personal attribution conveying an official protest or request for support. At a critical juncture, when the attention of the international community is focused on the mission of the UN envoy, we expect the United Kingdom to contribute to the creation of a climate which will facilitate the resumption of the negotiation process, Letimbiotis said. In other news, the aim of the government is for all new cars bought in Cyprus to be electric by 2035. The current target entails 25% of new cars registered in the country to be fully electric in 2030, with a view to all newly registered vehicles being fully electric 5 years later. To achieve that aim, the government is to present a plan for the promotion of electric vehicles. However, statistics from the last 4 years show a definite upward trend that are far from the government goals. In 2023, a mere 2.91% of new vehicles registered were electric. Elsewhere, Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis on Tuesday expressed Greece's support to restart the Cyprus problem talks on the basis of a bizonal and bicommunal federation. He was speaking after meeting the UN Secretary-General's personal envoy for Cyprus, Maria Angela Holguin, as she held a series of meetings in Athens. Mitsotakis met Holguin immediately after her meeting with Greek Foreign Minister Yorgos Gerapetridis. The foreign minister also highlighted the geopolitical importance that the prospect of a Cyprus solution has for the stability of the wider region. Meanwhile, Tuesday marked the first anniversary of the two devastating earthquakes which hit southeastern Turkey, with commemorations taking place in the north to remember the Cypriots who died. A total of 49 Cypriots were among the more than 50,000 people recorded dead as a result of the earthquakes on February 6, 2023. Speaking at one event, Ruzen Yucesoylu Karakaya, whose daughter Selin was among those killed, said, "Today, just as on every day since February 6, we are all together for the lives we keep in our hearts. Our children, the subject of joy of this hall, are not among us today. Those who cause us to remember them this way are conscienceless, irresponsible and callous murderers," he said. And finally, Education Minister Athina Mihailidou made it clear she would not tolerate, quote, tactics of the past, as teaching union OELMEC threatened it would take measures. She suggested she would not be bullied by the union tactics. Mihailidou underlined dialogue is the way forward, and she would not be dragged into past confrontational practices to solve problems in education. OELMEC has sent a letter to the minister saying there were urgent matters that needed to be discussed, including end-of-year exams and study material. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.